Okay, welcome everyone to the first episode of the fourth season of HyperTalks. A big thank you to Bebo Studio for their continued support and partnership. Love those guys. Only met them twice, but they're wonderful. Today, I just want to quickly introduce the new HyperTalks crew to take over this legendary podcast from previous Hyper Island students. It's going to be to my left, I actually have Koo. Do you want to say hi, Koo?
Hi, everybody.
Yes. Then it's me, myself, Lynn. And behind the scenes today, or doing the editing and recording, is Eric and Nitin. You're going to meet them later on in later episodes. To start off today, we picked a topic called learning design and team culture. And when doing this, me, Nitin, Koo, and Eric all met at Hyper Island 6 months ago. And when we walked into the classroom for the digital media creatives, we were met by these two lovely women that made us feel so safe. So why not invite the same women for our very first podcast, we thought. So I want to introduce to you Åsa Heistad and Nina Sandström. Applause.
Yay!
Woohoo! And in a traditional Hyper way, we're of course going to start out with a check-in question.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And our check-in question to you, Nina and Åsa. And Koo, you're going to have to check in on this one too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. What is your New Year's intention or resolution? Who wants to start?
I can start. I don't do New Year's resolutions at all.
Mm.
But I have a focus for this year, and that is to keep doing what I started just before Christmas, starting up my own business. Just continuing that and enjoying the freedom of that.
Sounds like a good one. Mm. Nina, do you want to go?
I think I'm trying to create a more creative space for myself. And that was something that I kind of realized when I went through the last year and looked forward. I think I need it and I want it. So that's my intention, I think.
Good. I can go with mine.
Please do.
So my intention for this is mainly with my Hyper journey. I just decided to level up. That's what it's all about. Cool.
I think for me, my intention for 2019 is definitely to do more and think later.
Rock on.
Good. Okay, so we checked in.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, so Åsa and Nina, let's get started. Today we wanted to talk a little bit about learning design and team culture in the modern workplace, and we figured why not speak with you guys as you are experts in it. So can you tell me a little bit about what learning design is and what led you to this career?
Do you want me to start, Nina?
Yes, I would love to.
Nina said before we went in, you're so good at starting, whatever that means. So I'll start. What led me to this career? I was a Hyper student almost 20 years ago now, 18, I think. So I've always had a passion for the experience-based learning method that we use at Hyper Island. And then I left Hyper Island and I start working within the communications industry. And after 10 years or so, I had an urge of working more with people and more with leadership and facilitation and so on. And that's when I came back to Hyper as a program manager. So I didn't really look for the specific learning designer role. It was more Hyper as an organization and as a learning institute that I wanted to join again, or like have to try from a different perspective than being a student. But the whole sort of area of learning design is, for me, it's a way of, if we look at designing learning experiences, the whole experience behind it, like how can we create strong and powerful and sustainable learning methods that actually creates a meaningful change and a sustainable change in human beings and in people. That's what it is for me.
I was one of those people who didn't really